the girl that actually spotted it, who was walking to her work at 8:30 that morning, contacted the police straight away. By 9:30, she hadn't had any word from the police. She phoned them back and they says that they were carrying out whatever they were doing. Next thing I heard, they had actually phoned another neighbour and asked her to evacuate the neighbours.
The police wanted a civilian to evacuate the area?
Yes, it was. It was all civilians that evacuated the area. No police came near us at all. The first sign of police that we seen was when we went to leave the street and go on down the hill. There was a Land Rover.
Do you get the impression then that the police didn't want to go near this until such time as the army were on site?
Basically, yeah. They were quite willing to put all the residents at risk, because in our mind, myself and my husband at the time, we were like, well, there's no police about, maybe there's nothing about it. In my opinion, I think because of what had been going on previous in other times, they were scared to come up near it. But at the end of the day, so were we. To me, it is the PSNI's job. It was the police's job to come up and knock on our door and say, look, there's a device out there. They should have had it cordoned off. Nothing was cordoned off around the device.